Archers for week commencing Sunday, 28th of October, 2001.
Pat's still worried about Helen.
Take you away from all this.
Ah, if only.
Oh, how's it going?
Oh, I'm getting too old for this, Pat. Out on a Sunday morning cutting cabbages in the rain.
Yeah, not much fun, is it?
I should be having a leisurely breakfast with the papers.
Here you are. I brought you some tea.
All right. I'll just do one more.
Oh, that's a real beauty.
Oh, yeah. Now, come on.
Tom's ankle deep in mud this morning, too. Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
He's flushing out some rats that have made a nice bed in one of the pig arcs.
Between the skins?
Yeah.
Very cosy, I don't blame them. But I must sharpen this knife.
Well, what else have you done?
I lifted a few turnips and swedes. The leeks are coming thick and fast, too.
Well, I can make a start washing and trimming, if you like.
Oh, great. They're in the shed. Ah, that's good. I'll get on with sorting some lettuce next.
Well, at least you'll be in the polytunnel, then.
Seriously, though, Pat, shouldn't life be getting a bit easier?
We're victims of our own success.
Yeah, well, sometimes I long for failure.
Oh, don't say that. I'll be pushed this week.
Yeah? Why?
Underwood's have upped their order by 2 trays.
I didn't know.
Well, that's what I'd said. I've got no Clary Tuesday afternoon.
Why not?
Ed's in court.
Oh, yes, of course.
She's got to be there.
Oh, she'll want even more time off if he gets sent down.
Oh, tell me.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Yeah, could happen too.
And what are our two up to today?
Oh, Tom's got Kirsty coming round later.
Helen's seeing Greg.
Oh, no chance. He's up to his ears with 2 shoots this week.
Yes, he will be.
So when they'll get a chance to patch things up, I don't know.
Well, I thought he rang yesterday.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think they're any further forward with this holiday.
Well, they'll work it out. Greg's a sound bloke.
Oh, so you keep saying. He was very rude to her at George's birthday, too.
Was he?
Yeah, Peggy said he called her a cheese anorak.
Did he?
I'm glad you think it's funny.
Cracking cheese, Gromit.
Oh.
Now, come on, love. Lighten up. They'll sort themselves out.
Wow, look at this lot.
It's for our Halloween disco.
Oh, that's amazing.
Haley's done ever so well, hasn't she?
Who's that?
Our friendly witch.
Well, must have taken hours to cut out.
I think Haley modelled it on money.
Oh.
Not consciously, of course.
No.
But the best things are those pumpkins. Look.
She's never done them all by hand.
No. You buy those ready cut.
Well, looks to be a very grand affair.
We've been attracting children from all over the county.
Oh, I ain't surprised.
Though we can't accept tinies. The hanging bats and frighten them.
They don't do a lot for me.
Especially with all the disco lights flashing.
Oh, I don't know. My day was content to bob for apples at Halloween.
I know, now it's all trick-or-treating.
Yeah, my Brenda did that once, dressed as the Bride of Dracula.
I said?
Yeah, and old William Grundy had a plastic axe stuck in his head.
No lasting damage, I trust.
All I got was a tummy ache from too many sweets. I was surprised not to meet you outside. I did wait.
I'm so sorry, Mike.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I wouldn't have seen this classy ballroom else.
The thing is, it sounds completely feeble. We forgot to put our clocks back.
Oh.
And I was in the drive an hour ago thinking it was you who was late.
Yeah, well, no harm done. About this job.
I must say, you were quick off the mark.
Well, Mr. Sterling tipped me the wink last Thursday.
Oh, Oliver. Of course.
Yeah, I'm doing some work for him.
Well, we have a nature trail in the grounds.
Mm.
And some of the paths need clearing.
Oh.
It's heavy work.
Oh, I don't mind that.
But the thing is, we must have them ready for early spring.
Right.
I need to be sure that you weren't overcommitted, that you could make it a priority.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll do that, OK. Mr. Sterling's is only a small job.
But what about your milk rat?
That don't take me long these days.
Huh?
Well, don't get me started on the subject of supermarket loss leaders.
I'm sorry.
How about we go down and have a look at the job?
Okay, but I'm dying for a cup of coffee. How about you?
Yeah, all right.
Good. Well, let's go through. I'll just tell Lizzie what we're up to and then I'll fetch my willies.
And I'm taking Alice up to Lower Loxley to see the birds of prey.
Oh, I'd love to come with you.
Well, do then.
Oh, can't. We've got too much on today.
Oh, pity. Oh, Tony, a message from George.
What?
Will you be on his flood alert telephone tree?
Oh, fat lot of good that'll be. What if the phone lines are down?
You use your mobile.
Oh, ignore him, Jennifer. Of course he will.
No, I didn't say I wouldn't.
I meant to ask. How's Lillian?
I thought you weren't interested.
Not in her facelift, no. I think she looks distinctly stretched.
But she's feeling better now all the stitches are out. She still spends hours peering into the mirror, waiting for the bruises to disappear.
When's she going back to Guernsey?
Week tomorrow.
Nice life.
Boring life.
Brian's over the moon, of course, being as nice as pie to her.
That'll be a strain.
Well, it's coming all too easily now the end's in sight.
Well, I expect I'll miss the old girl.
I definitely will. She's good company.
All right, best get back to the polytunnel.
All right, love.
Don't overdo it.
See you, Jennifer.
Bye.
Bye.
Can I get you another coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I don't want to hold you up. Oh, by the way, was that cheese bump I dug out in the Easter Helen?
Oh, she enjoyed reading it, but...
It's all right. It was a bit old-fashioned.
Yeah, she's going to ring a couple of cheesemakers today.
About making a blue?
Not sure how far she'll get.
And, what about that business with Greg?
Oh.
That was heartfelt.
He's got two daughters.
No!
She poured her heart out to me on Friday night.
How old?
11 and 13.
Oh, he's a dark horse.
She's really upset. That they're planning this holiday, but he won't commit.
Why not?
Oh, well, to cut a long story short, he's only just back in contact with them, and he hopes to go and see them in France, so he's keeping his options open.
France?
His ex-wife sounds really difficult. It's not what I want for Helen.
It's hard watching from the sidelines.
He's got split priorities, that's the problem.
You can't protect her, Pat.
Oh, she's so vulnerable, I can't bear it.
Well, that's how I used to feel about Kate. But how old is Helen now? 22?
Yeah, same age as I was when I married Tony.
Well, there you are, then. She's an adult.
But Greg is so much older. I just don't trust him. He made a complete hash of his first marriage. And
we haven't all been as lucky as you.
Sorry. No, what I meant is he handled the breakup so badly. It was very bitter.
Well, that can't always be helped.
No, but with children involved, you do your damnedest to make it amicable, surely.
Oh, in an ideal world.
I've had to accept he's an older man. Then it comes out he's divorced, and now I find he's got kids. Why didn't he come clean from the start?
He was probably terrified of losing her.
It's underhand.
Oh, not necessarily, Pat. I can see it from his point of view. Roger took me on with a baby, and Brian married me with two children.
That's different.
No, it's not. They gave me another chance. And that's what Helen's doing with Greg.
I wouldn't mind if he made her happy, but she seems to lurch between despair and elation.
Well, if you want my honest opinion, I think you're overreacting.
Am I?
Just sounds like new love to me. Sure, she's your daughter, and she's young, but it's her life. Let her live it.
Yeah, these spreading branches are dangerous.
Yeah, well, I'll cut them right back.
And all those brambles?
Well, brush cutter go through that, no problem. I've got all the right tools.
Yes, but look, here, there's a beech sapling.
Yeah, well, you'd have to say which young trees you wanted saving, obviously.
All of them.
Oh, right. And what about the dead stuff? Oh, we could do with that for the village bonfire.
Of course. I didn't know you were doing it.
Oh, yeah.
We hope to get along this year.
So, what about it?
Well, there'll be signs to paint as well, and some of the woodland steps need repairing.
Well, I could do all that, no problem.
Yeah, before the season starts.
Definitely. You have my word.
All right, the job's yours.
Really?
Let's check on it.
Well, thanks.
I'm glad to give the work to someone local, to be honest.
Oh.
Nigel? Oh, Elizabeth said I'd find you here.
Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Morning.
Oh, I love the woods in autumn.
Yes.
I'm hoping you'll show us these birds.
Of course.
I think I'd better be making tracks.
All right. And we'll speak soon.
Yeah, great. By the way, Jennifer. Something you might want to know. According to Brenda, that Scott's going to be on telly Thursday night.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I didn't know if you knew.
We thought he was making it up.
Yeah, well, I'll be seeing you.
Bye.
Bye, Mike.
So where's Alice?
Oh, in the house. Can't wait.
Would you like to watch me exercise them?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Good.
I'd love to fly a falcon.
We do sell half-day vouchers in the shop, you know.
Cheers, love.
Cheers. We deserve this. I hope Helen doesn't feel too knocked back. They sounded very unhelpful.
Oh, would you give a rival the secret of your cheese-making expertise? It's competition, isn't it?
I suppose. What's all that?
Mike, what's going on?
It's Sid's new waistcoat that Jolene's bought him.
Huh?
Lime green. What?
Sid?
I thought all those citrus colours were out.
He's going to a licensed vintner's do on Wednesday in London. Look, can I join you?
Yeah, of course, sit down.
Yeah. Leaving Jolene on her own.
What? All night?
Yeah. You reckon she might fancy a bit of company?
Down, Mike.
Shut up, sorry.
How's things?
Oh, I've had a brilliant day. Got myself a major job for the winter.
Good for you.
It'll be long hours with the milk round, but I don't care.
Well done.
Give me something to look forward to, and I'll be quids in for a change.
Forestry stuff?
Yeah, that's it. Lower Loxley. Be able to invest in a new chainsaw at last.
I thought Betty was looking happy tonight.
Yeah, I'm pleased for her too. To be honest, I've been a miserable so-and-so. And she's been under a lot of strain recently.
Has she?
Yeah, well, both Susan and Clary bending her ear a while back, you know, and Neil.
Piggy in the middle.
Yeah, she's too good-hearted.
Is it right Emma's coming out of hospital tomorrow?
Yeah, in the morning. Betty's covering at the shop for Susan when they go and fetch her.
Already and Neil still at daggers drawn.
No change there.
Oh, dear.
I mean, I found Joe turning over all Eddie's compost heaps this weekend.
What? On top of feeding the turkeys?
That's terrible.
But who else is going to do it? Eddie can't. Neil won't let him.
Poor Joe.
We'll have to see what happens in court on Tuesday.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me if they come down hard. I mean, Ed's a right terrible.
Brings it all back.
Eh?
When Tom went to court.
Oh, yeah, of course, I'd forgotten.
That was a nightmare.
I'd hate to be in the Grundy's shoes right now.
Turkey Wars at Willow Farm.
Oh, my Lord, what's happened here? Here, go on. Get off. Get back. Do it. You don't leave them birds alone. Dude. Go on. Dude. Neil Carter!
Pass us the washing basket, love.
Yeah? Oh, here you go.
Glad I thought to get this lot on early. You getting dressed?
In a bit.
I've done your shirt for tomorrow.
Where's Dad?
At the back. Oh, here we are. You had something to eat?
No, I'm not hungry.
Oh, that ain't like you.
I'm feeling rough.
Bad night again.
Yeah. I had that drowning dream again. Will was in it this time.
Oh, lovey.
Mum, we'll look after my things, won't you?
I'm sure it won't.
No, don't let Will raid my CDs.
But I expect you'd be allowed. Oh, now look what you've got me saying. I'll have to own this at dinner time. I want to pop round and visit Emma tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome her home. If it's convenient, her first night.
Can I come?
I don't know.
Well, you let me go last week.
That one in the hospital is different at home.
Well, it'll be all right if I was with you. It might be my last chance.
Don't think like that, love.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
Give it time. I just don't think Neil's ready yet.
One more should do it. That's it. Oh, what a mess. Yeah. They're still terrified. Well, at least they're secure again. Had to put these out their misery. Just the three, is it? Oh, that's bad enough. Yeah. Look, I'm really sorry, Joe. Well, not me you should be apologising to. They're Eddie's birds. Well, I'll fix the fence now so those won't escape again. I hope not. I've got behind, what with visiting Emma. Yeah, well. You staying to watch? No, I'll leave you to it. I'm due at the hospital at 9.
Dad's late back this morning.
Poor Joe. He can't carry on like this at his age. It ain't fair.
I don't know what else we can do. Where's Edward?
Getting dressed.
Oh, I want to leave at 9.
And don't be hard on him today. It won't be long.
Yeah, but I want to get the good stuff. Well,
don't bring too much home.
I'll see what there is. I can make a decent profit on garden furniture, the right pieces.
Yeah. Here.
A fiver. What's this for?
Treat Edward to a nice cake or some at coffee time.
Oh, all right.
He's all on edge. It might cheer him up.
Yeah, fair enough.
I must get to work.
Open the door!
Oh, it's Joe!
Hurry up!
Hey, Dad, what's going on?
Good Lord, Jack Bell!
Don't help me, Zip.
Oh, give him here.
There you go.
What the hell's happened?
Get your breath back, Joe.
Three dead birds!
Yeah, well, let me sit down.
Come on,
love. Oh, that's better. I carried them all the way down the track from Willow Farm.
Oh, you should have waited.
What, a fox get them or what?
You sows. What? Electric fence was down, they got out.
Oh, kill him.
Eddie, what happened, Joe?
When I got there first thing, they was all huddled in the corner, gobbling their heads off. The pigs barging at them, crunching through the straw bales. Oh, it was bedlam.
What about these three?
Oh, well, I had to kill them, their legs was broken.
Oh, no.
We managed to get the sows back in the field. I seen the grass had grown too long in a couple of places. The fence is short.
Oh, Mr. High and Mighty. He's going to have to pay for them.
No, Eddie.
What? Three nearly fat birds dead?
He was very sorry.
There you are.
Oh, it's not good enough.
It'll have to be.
I've a good mind to take him to court.
For three dead turkeys?
For stopping me going about my lawful affairs at Willow Farm.
It's his land.
Yeah, but he's let me build the business up there, the turkeys, the manure.
But I'm not having you make things worse than they already are. All right now, Joe. I'll make you a nice cup of tea before I go to work.
Oh.
I'm back dinner time. Make a start plucking these birds.
Alas! Oh, I'm so sorry, love. We've been sat here since 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we were held up.
I had his monkey turkeys. I wish I'd never agreed to him.
Shh, Neil.
Sorry.
You all ready then, love? Well, I have been for half an hour.
Oh.
I can't wait to see the back of this place.
We'll soon have you home.
Well, what are you doing, Mum? Oh, I'm just checking your locker. No, I've already done that. What's this? Oh, my physio appointment card.
Oh, give it to me.
There's always something. I wanted to say goodbye to the nurse.
Oh, well, you can do.
Well, she's not around this morning.
Oh, she was nice.
Yeah.
Well, hope you get them.
Can you take her case, Neil?
Well, let's get her onto her crutches first.
No, I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah, it's easy on my own.
Yeah, they do to me, love.
Sorry.
I'm dead fast on these now.
Oh?
And race you down the wall.
You steady, Emma.
I was out in all weathers.
Wouldn't fancy that without a cap.
Well, didn't have no choice. I had an old Hessian corn sack over my knees when it was raining. It doubled up as my cushion. God, that metal seat was cold.
So when did the cabs come in?
In the war. The first ones is pretty basic, mate. Wood or canvas. Wouldn't have saved your life if the tractor had gone over. You'd have... Matches by the flower pot.
Yeah, Tom. Ah, it's good, Neil.
The best present ever. This lead to.
How's it going then, the ploughing?
You know, been a bit off form lately, with all that's going on.
Yeah.
Can't get me furrows even.
It'll be all right by Sunday.
Yeah, well, if I still wants to compete.
You can't pull out, Grandad.
Oh, in mind, Ed, on it.
Oh, maybe after tomorrow you'll feel more like it.
Maybe.
Oh, it's all my fault.
No, son. I'm just tired.
I'd feed the turkeys if I could.
Who knows that? Yeah, nice to stout this, too.
Mum said it'd pick you up.
Oh, she's still resting with that turkey for the carpet.
Yeah, she's plucking for England. It's like a snowstorm in there.
Oh, she's thorough.
Reckons to take it round there, tea-type?
Well, let's hang it for a bit.
Yeah, she's on at me to wash me hair for the morning.
Yeah, well, can't do no harm to give her some hearty impression. I'd have helped your Uncle Elf.
When's her first appointment?
On Friday, isn't it, Emma?
In the morning.
Oh, look, can you turn that off, love?
Yeah, sorry.
She'll be going once a week.
And I've got the fracture clinic every fortnight.
I could have fancied being a physiotherapist.
Oh, really?
Helping people get better. It must be very satisfying.
It's going to take a month before I'm better.
Really?
Well, they said the bone itself should heal in... what was it?
20 to 24 weeks.
Oh.
But it could take up to 9 months.
Well, between 3 and 9 months.
How long have you got to use the crutches?
About 8 more weeks.
She's ever so good on them.
Probably the stairs.
Oh, they're a pain. Slimy crutches down ahead of me.
Then she scoots down on her bottom.
Oh. Just wish we had a downstairs toilet.
Yeah. You're doing really well, Emma. And you won't have no limp or nothing?
No. She'll always have a scar, though. Oh, but when you think of what could have happened.
Yeah. Well, I'll leave you to it. I don't want to tire you out your first night home.
Oh, you're her first visitor, apart from her grandma.
I expect you'll have lots.
Oh, Janet's coming. What, again?
That's good.
Oh, great.
Well, she wants to.
When?
Friday.
What am I going to talk about?
Oh, for heaven's sake. She came to see you in the hospital, didn't she?
Yeah, you didn't mind chatting to her then.
She's ever so nice.
You might have told me, Mum. Oh, look, thanks again for the turkey, Clara.
No, least I could do.
And I'm really sorry. On Neil's behalf.
These things happen.
Oh, you should have checked the fence.
And Eddie wants to try mending a few.
You said it.
These men, I reckon we should knock their heads together, eh, Emma?
Yeah, it's mad. Well, something's got to happen soon. I mean, they can't go on like this forever.
Evening.
Hello, Neil.
Clary's brought us one of the turkeys round.
Oh.
And she's plucked it as well.
Oh, that was quick.
You'll need to hang it a bit before you get it out.
Oh, we'll sort it. But... Neil?
Yeah, thanks.
Well, bye-bye then, Emma, love.
Bye. Wish Ed good luck for tomorrow.
Yeah, I will do.
And let me know what happens.
Of course, love, soon as we know ourselves. Mm. I'll see myself out.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah, you stay there.
Bye. Bye then, Clara.
See ya. If they think I can bring me round with one miserable turkey...
Oh, that's a horrible thing to say. It was a peace offering.
Well, I can stuff it.
Very funny. You want to be grateful they only lost three.
I said lost a blooming lot. I'm fed up with the damn things.
Oh, they are Eddie's livelihood.
He takes over everything.
Well, I think you owe him an apology.
He's not getting one.
It was you who neglected the fence.
Look, I've said sorry to Joe. I haven't got a quarrel with him, but if you think that
Shut up, can't you? I'm just fed up with this. Me too. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Mm.
Clary? Oh, for pity's sake, woman. Why are you stripping its feathers now?
Because I need to.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
So what?
Come back to bed.
Have you thought we were going to pluck an eye near the 77 come Christmas?
Well, do you know yet?
I thought as much. We can't do it here.
I'll find somewhere.
Of course you will. And what am I going to do with these two? I'll only just fit one in the freezer as it is.
Clara.
Oh, get off me.
No.
Look at us, Eddie. We moved in here a year ago, full of hope. Thought we was out for the worst. It's all just more of the same.
We'll get through.
Edward and William at each other's throats. Joe worn down because you're too pig-headed to make it up with your best mate.
It's not like that.
Not your universe, no. Our son's in court tomorrow.
Look, he's a good lad.
No, he's broken the law. Face it, can't you? This time tomorrow, he could be behind bars.
He's sorry.
Well, I can't do no more for him. What if this is only the start, eh?
What of?
A career in crime.
Every kid has a brush with the law.
Oh, stop it, just stop it.
Clary.
Go away and leave me alone.
Ed learned his fate.
To be honest, I haven't even looked at it.
Well, keep it another week, then. Should you be doing that?
Oh, it's only a straw bale.
Even so.
How come you're not in a suit?
Morning off. I'm not in court till 2.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's Ed Grundy's case.
Oh, right.
You look a bit stressed, Ruth. Are you okay?
No, today's rapidly spiralling out of control.
It's only 10 o'clock.
I've got all behind with the calves.
What's happened?
I had an early morning encounter with Jill's sewing machine.
Nasty.
Pip's Halloween costume. She's going as a witch.
Original?
Oh, and I'm all fingers and thumbs. You're meant to learn these skills at your mother's knee.
And I was too busy climbing trees.
I was a bookworm. Auntie Satya's good.
I'm at the end of me tether with the damn thing. I nearly ripped it up.
Oh, dear.
She's insisting the cloak's fully lined to give it weight, if you please.
How do they know about such things?
Oh, believe me, they do. And as for the hat, well, she looks more like a pilgrim father.
Who wasn't paying attention during Blue Peter?
Me. I only watched it for the animals.
Why not buy one?
No, she won't have plastic. Of course, then I get, when Gran did it before, it had a stand-up collar.
Oh, no.
Oh, I can't compete. I bet Shula's made the perfect Harry Potter costume for Daniel.
Stop comparing yourself, will you?
Oh, she's always on top of everything.
So, you married into a family of sainted women. I couldn't begin to do what you do, Ruth.
Really?
Not without a nanny, a cook and a cleaner. When is Jill coming home?
Usha! 13 days, I'm counting.
Where's Usha?
She'll be along soon, love, don't worry.
There's a full half hour yet.
You could be taken for a lawyer in that soap.
Feel more like one of them turkeys.
What, gutted?
Shut up, Betty.
Oh, sorry.
I should put that chewing gum in a bin.
I'm starving.
It's a bit late now.
I said you should have had some dinner.
I didn't want to in case I got...
Yeah, all right.
My stomach could be rumbling.
I tell you what, we'll have one of them turkeys this week. With all the trimming.
Yeah.
Yeah, will that be another snowstorm then?
No, I plucked another one this morning.
Oh, she was up at 3 a.m.
All right, Edda.
Come on, Usha. I'm all sweaty.
Edward, before she comes, there's something me and your dad want to say. Isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
What have I done now?
Nothing. It's just... whatever happens this afternoon, I'll always be there for you.
That's right, son. Through thick and thin.
I'm sorry, Mum.
We know, love.
Hi. Good. You're here in plenty of time.
Here she is.
At last.
Oh, hello, Shirley.
Hello. Well, Ed, this is it.
So, he took his brother's car without consent and drove it dangerously on country lanes at a speed well in excess of the limit, resulting in a collision with a wild animal and the vehicle leaving the road, coming to rest in a ditch and causing injury to his girlfriend.
She's not my girl.
The injury was such that she almost lost her leg. This serious injury to the passenger is an aggravating feature in the case, Your Worships. She and her family were in an agony of uncertainty as to whether an amputation might not follow the compartment syndrome, a rare medical complication. Mercifully, the leg was saved, but not without scarring, a permanent reminder of that traumatic night. She was hospitalised for some weeks and will be unable to return to work for several months, incurring a serious loss of income.
Oh, rub it in, my dog.
Shreddy.
The defendant had neither a driving licence nor was he insured to drive the vehicle. The police report indicates the skid marks show he was driving too fast for the conditions, a possible 70 miles an hour. This was a country lane at night, remember. The defendant no doubt considers himself to be invulnerable. His abysmal driving skills, I use the word advisedly, would have presented a serious danger to anyone unlucky enough to cross his path. He appears to believe that if there were consequences of his actions, it wasn't his problem. And that is the matter, Your Worships.
Thank you, Mr. Tweedy. Miss Gupta?
Thank you, Your Worships. My young client is fully aware of the seriousness of the charges against him. He knows he acted in a foolish and dangerous manner on the night in question, and he is deeply remorseful. He is all too aware of the consequences of his action. Firstly, in relation to Miss Carter. Only seconds later, in fact, the engine exploded, and he thereby averted a fatality by his swift action. At the time, he had sustained a deep cut to his hand, but his first thought was to help Miss Carter from the car. Secondly, the consequences to himself. Since the accident, my young client has sustained genuine trauma and shock. He has felt anxious and deeply distressed, as well as reliving the accident in the form of nightmares. You will have read in the pre-sentence report that my young client experienced a very difficult time last year, when his family lost their farming livelihood and he was uprooted from his home. This precipitated a period of instability, from which he is only now recovering. He has a strong and caring family, which will contribute to his stability in the future. He is a very hard-working and enterprising young man who, I'm sure, with the right outlets and opportunities in life, will settle down. This is, I would remind your worships, his first offence. A community punishment order may represent a turning point for my young client, and the decision made here today will affect his future and the path he takes. Thank you, Your Worship.
Thank you, Miss Gupta.
She were brilliant.
Yeah, she did him proud.
He was so brave, saving her, Mum.
Well, he's my lad. He wouldn't have left her.
Stand up, please, Edward.
Oh, this is it.
Just hold my hand, Eddie.
Now, Edward.
Sir?
The crime you've committed is serious in the extreme. Taking a vehicle without the owner's consent and driving it dangerously. Aggravated vehicle taking. In this case, it was your brother's own car. So you no doubt thought at the time, if you thought at all, that this somehow didn't count. Am I right?
No. Well, yes, sir.
Well, you were wrong. Twocking seems almost a badge of honour amongst some young men these days. There is nothing honourable about taking a car that doesn't belong to you and driving it in such a way. And would you consider your standard of driving on the night in question enhanced the level of safety of other road users, not to mention your hapless passenger, or was it a danger to them?
It was a danger, sir.
Quite. A serious danger. Your behaviour, quite simply, put people's lives at risk. The offences committed are of a level of seriousness for which a custodial sentence must be considered. However, in view of the fact that this is your first offence, and having given consideration to the content of the report and the mitigation put forward by your solicitor, plus the fact that you've pleaded guilty and not wasted the court's time, we sentence you to a community punishment order of 120 hours, to be served over the period of 1 year.
Thank you.
In addition, you are banned from driving for 1 year and will not be able to drive again until you have passed an extended driving test. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Now, as regards reparation to Miss Carter, you will write her a letter of apology.
Letter?
I take it you can write.
Yes, sir.
Expressing your sorrow for the injuries you caused her and the subsequent disruption to her work and life. The prosecution costs will be £75, which, as you have no income at present, your parents will have to pay on your behalf. It is my recommendation they ask you to repay this, either from your pocket money or from work in kind around the home.
Her nails were digging into me hand.
It is nerve-wracking waiting for the sentence.
We're so grateful to you.
Yeah.
Edward?
Thanks, Osha.
It's all right. You've been very lucky.
He knows that.
I hope so.
I'm going to go and ring Emma now.
Before you do, Ed, a word. It's not an easy option, you know.
No, it's better than going in, Zoe.
Yeah.
It's very important you attend your community service unless you want to be hauled back and have your sentence reconsidered.
No way.
As long as that's understood.
Yeah.
We'll make sure he turns up, Osha.
Well, there'll be an organiser to check he does.
What'll I have to do?
Well, it's usually decorating, gardening, that sort of thing.
He's good at that.
Yeah, free labour.
Remember what I said.
Sorry.
It's punishment, and it shows you're paying something back to the community.
No, we'll get some free labour off him for a change and all.
Yeah, only 75 quid's worth mine. Anyway, when was the last time I got pocket money?
Poor old Pip.
I know.
Did she get to sleep all right?
Eventually. She could be sick again in the night, though.
What brought it on?
I don't know. I'll phone the school tomorrow, tell them she's off for a bit and see if any other kids have had it.
Okay.
I don't think we can miss letting her go to Lower Loxley tomorrow night.
Oh, she's been living for that Halloween disco the last few weeks.
I know.
Here, let me give you a shoulder rub.
Oh, I'm really sorry I didn't get any food together.
Oh, it's fine, love.
Thank heavens for the freezer.
Wouldn't you rather have had pizza?
You can't microwave pizza.
Mm.
The curry will be much quicker. That's nice. You were late in. I was going to send out a search party.
Oh, the cows are so muddy. I had to spend ages washing them down before I could even start milking. Oh, there we are.
Good.
Nope, you sit down. I'll do it. You clear a space on the table.
Does this NFU stuff need a reply?
Don't know. I haven't read it yet.
Oh, I don't know when we're going to sort it out.
Well, first things first. Let's eat. See, they never give you enough rice in these packets.
Mmm, smells nice. I nearly picked up the phone to ask Jill over.
Oh, wrong, she's in Australia.
Well, that's the state I'm in.
Well, the sooner we eat, the sooner we can get to bed.
sad, aren't we?
Why?
Going to bed at 9 o'clock.
Well, that's all right. It's the falling asleep that's sad. Go on, dig in then.
Oh, almost too tired to eat.
Oh!
David, what setting did you put this on?
I don't know.
Oh, it's cold in the middle.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry. Oh,
thanks, love. Honest, this is mad.
What?
Well, here we are, battling away, trying to sell fresh, locally produced lamb. And what do we have for dinner?
Frozen lamb curry from the supermarket.
The decline and fall of the Brookfield kitchen. My gran must be spinning in her grave.
While the cat's away, the mice will play.
I think a woman should let herself go. Do you, Bert?
Don't ask me.
Well, you're in a minority in this village then, darling.
Oh, I can't see no bruising and nothing.
And this is my first day out with my full slap back on. I just felt naked without it.
Well, it looks fantastic.
Oh, ain't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Oh, thanks, dear Lane. I feel marvellous.
Is my cottage boy coming?
No, it won't be long. Afternoon, Mike.
Hey, do. Point, please.
Right, you are.
Hello.
This is Benoy. Bert.
Mike.
You better make that too, Jolene. Eddie's on his way.
Righto.
And how are you, Mike?
I'm great, thanks. Yeah, busy. Makes a change.
Yes, yes, I noticed your efforts with the bonfire. It's looking very good.
Yeah, yeah, it should go up well.
Yes, my liar. I think I'll go and sit down.
Eddie?
Hello.
There you are. Getting you on in, Eddie.
Oh, it's all, mate.
I hear congratulations are in order.
Aye.
Ed's sentence.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Eddie told me.
Oh, he wasn't off relieved.
Boy, what did he get?
Community service.
Yeah.
These are on the house.
Oh, mine too.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, why not? Sid's not here.
Oh, yeah. Licence Vittler's doing it.
Yeah, well, he's back tomorrow.
Oh, I tell you. We've had a cloud hanging over us these past few weeks.
I know how worried Clary's been.
Oh, that Usha's a right Perry Mason when she gets going.
I heard about the dead turkeys.
Oh.
I reckon it's too much for Joe, feeding them every day. He looks like a shadow.
Oh, he's all right.
I'll check on your food, Bert.
Ta.
Well, I reckon his ploughing's gone all to pot.
Wouldn't trust what he says.
Oh, blooming cheek.
Eh?
It's not as easy as he looks, especially on an old machine.
Blimey, you've changed your tune. Thought he was your rival.
We're in different categories now. He's a good ploughman, he's Joe. Huh? Could cajole a young'un's a thing or two.
Well said.
Is he home this afternoon?
I expect so.
My chief, he wants to show me the international in action.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. I think he's balmy ploughing up Stirling's land for free.
It was good of Oliver to offer it.
It's on its way, Bert.
Good.
How come you're so pally with him?
You know that job I was after? Cutting back the willow on his stretch of the arm?
Yeah.
He give it me. Candy from a baby.
Oh, he's got everyone eating out of his hand.
Well, it's giving me free rein. It's great.
Oh.
Mind you, he does keep hanging around wanting to help.
Yeah, oh, these dog and stick farmers.
Well, he'd normally be gearing up for autumn hunting tomorrow, see, but with foot and mouth...
It's a bit of a loose end, then, eh?
Yeah. Oh, and I got myself a big job at Lower Loxley, too.
Look, tell you what, Eddie. Why not come in tonight for a proper drink to celebrate?
Ah, can't. Clary's doing a turkey dinner for our Edward.
Oh, very nice.
Well, come later on, then.
Well, you mean much later on, as in...
Yeah. Private party.
You know, my dad loved a lock-in. Mum never approved, of course.
A lock-in? Now you're talking.
Oh, I never called it that. But you could bring Joe along. I'll cheer him up a bit.
Your own? Yes, yes, since we had a late-night session at the ball.
Bert.
Well, I'll have to ask my Frieda first.
Oh, come on, man, live a little.
Oh, I could do with a bit of fun before I go back to Guernsey.
Right, that's settled then. I'll build up a nice fire.
By the way, Tim can see Pip today.
Oh, that's lucky.
He's got a cancellation at 4:30. Will you be able to look after Josh?
Yeah, I think so.
It'd just be easier.
Well, I'll be out with Jet after lunch. I'm taking the rams to the flock.
Here's your sandwich.
Thanks. Any plays?
I'm still in the dishwasher.
I'll get them. Yeah, I can check for any foot rot while I'm there.
Good.
Oh. Guess what?
What?
We forgot to put it on last night.
Oh, we were just too tired. Oh, give us a couple of dirty ones. I'll wash them by hand.
Keep your head low, Joe. blowing up the headlamp on the body with that stick. Got it?
Got it.
Good. Now, if you keep them two lined up, you're opening for old beast straight as a doy. That's better. Yeah, it's looking fine. Well done, now. The temptation is to look back over your shoulder.
That's true enough.
But you need a sight line on your first burrow. Then you can look round.
Here, give us a hand, Dave, will you?
Here you go.
I don't know how I used to manage without a mirror. I've had a stiff neck for 2 weeks now.
A smart cushion.
Clary insisted on that.
Oh, you fancy a peppermint? Nice little machine, the 250.
The only international designed and built in Britain, you know.
Yeah.
They made it to counteract the Massey 35. Well, they had problems with the cooling, though. So when they brought the 275 out, they had a mesh panel in the bonnet.
I can't wait to see the other tractors on Sunday.
It'll be a trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
How was your speed coming along?
Oh, it feels to me like I'm going like the wind, but David says I'm still too slow.
Maybe I could come up to Brookfield and have a look.
Well, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, well, of course, there's always an element of luck on the day.
The plots can vary.
So you can find yourself on a camber.
Still, it's not supposed to be about who wins, is it?
No, it's keeping the craft alive.
And you're a master.
Thank you very much, Bert Fry. I'll take this opportunity to wish you the very best for Sunday.
And you too.
So what time are you going down the bowl tonight, Jenny?
Jolene said any time. We just stays on when the rest don't go.
Oh, got a bit of life in her, that one, eh?
I'll say. Sid would never have agreed to it.
That's it, kids. Go inside.
I'm so sorry, love.
What happened?
Well, I was on my way back from the sheep and I saw one of the Herefords in trouble.
What was it?
Dodgy calving.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine now, but didn't want to leave her, you know.
No.
And I stupidly left my mobile at home, so I couldn't ring it.
Don't worry, Josh was really well behaved.
Oh, good. So what did Tim say?
Oh, just a tummy bug.
Oh.
I'll keep her off school the rest of the week. And she definitely won't be going to the Halloween disco tonight.
Oh, no. Was she very upset?
What do you think?
Well, we'll have to make it up to her.
And to me?
Eh?
That costume was a work of art.
Oh. Maybe it'll fit her next year.
I don't believe that for a minute, Joe.
As true as I'm sat here.
I don't want the whiskey, Bert.
Right,
careful.
Yeah, of course, we should really be drinking poutine.
Oh, that takes your brain off.
This'll do me.
And then there is the Borbury Black Dog.
Oh, I've never heard that one.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a dozen times or more at the turn of the century.
What's he supposed to have done?
He didn't actually do very much.
Went home with his tail between his legs.
Well, he just sort of appeared at times of misfortune.
Look, I best stick another candle on this stump.
Yeah, you want a match?
No, I light it from the old one.
Ah.
Is that the same as the hob hat?
No. No, the hob hat.
Don't get him started on that.
The hob hat was the most feared apparition in Borsetshire, with its red glowing eyes and poisonous breath.
It's Linda Snell.
Stop it, Mike.
What happened?
Well, he savaged a young woman at the turnpike.
Oh, he never.
She just died of fright at the sight of
him.
No. They used to chase its prey with a wild horseman at its heels, urging it ever onward to the kill. And when the wind is up...
We're like tonight.
When you get home, Bert Fry, you listen out for the huntsman's horn, and you bolt your door. The devil's coming to collect his own.
Oh, good grief. Pass the bottle, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Fat man Forry saw a blue light hovering over the churchyard, wouldn't?
Yeah, well, that's because the beer was off that night.
That was friction, eh? Generations of archers turning in the earth, haunted by the injustices poured onto us poor Grundies over the years.
Do you mind?
Oh, well, it's all right. You're a Bellamy now.
Then there's the Dobby at Arkwright Hall.
What's that when it's at home?
A will-o'-the-wisp.
We had one of them moved into Grange Farm once.
What, with his little suitcase?
Oh, we never. Yes, we did. I used to leave milk and mention out for it when I was a new one.
Didn't they find a body in the village pond once?
No.
That was only a job.
I remember.
It belonged to Flurry Hoskins. Yeah. She disappeared on Halloween in 1905 and was never seen again.
Creepy. I'll be too scared to go to bed tonight.
That's right, I'll see you up.
She's not that desperate.
You're right to be frightened. A little drummer boy will be about tonight. tap, tap, tap.
Shut up, Joe.
There's a plaque to him upstairs.
Yeah, he's supposed to be trapped in the wall, but I ain't never heard him.
Always the first time.
What was that gory one you told on the radio?
Oh, the severed arm of Sawyer's farm.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I never believed that.
I reckon he makes them all up.
I never.
What about that shaggy dog story last Halloween?
John Breuer and his pots and pans. Yeah, the candle's gone out.
What was that?
I don't know.
Hang on, I've got a light here somewhere.
Tap, tap, tap. I told you.
Dad.
Yeah, here we are. Oh, that's better.
What's the time?
Let's see, midnight.
I knew it.
Oh, it was you blew it out, Mike Chucker.
I never.
Oh, it's all right. I know what that noise was.
What?
It's Fallon banging on the ceiling. She's got college tomorrow.
That'll be it.
Oh, my heart skipped a beat.
Are you all right, Jolie?
Oh, yeah, but I reckon it's chucking out time.
Oh, she's getting in the moist.
No, sorry, folks. Booze it or lose it. And remember, it's never happened, all right?
Well, I'm legging it home. Right on.
Yeah, see ya.
Night.
Bye, Mike.
We'd best have a peppermint before we get into bed. I'm afraid I can't stand the smell of whiskey. Good night.
Bye, Bert. Thanks for this afternoon.
Just look at that full moon.
The spirits will be abroad tonight.
How are you getting home?
She could have a lift with us.
I'm sorry, darlings, but you're in no fit state to drive.
I suppose.
Come on, one arm each. You're going to stalk me back.
Are you sure?
No problem.
Your pleasure.
You know, I'm surprised you two haven't turned those ghost stories of yours into a business opportunity.
Who do you mean?
Well, Scott worked on a guided ghost walk once.
Yeah?
Dressed as a cavalier.
But he was a ghost.
All the rage.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, certainly know your stuff.
A tour of the Ambridge ghosts. Could be a money spinner.
Of course, to round it off in style, you'd have to give the punters the thrill of a genuine ghostly experience.
Like what?
Oh, come on now, use your imagination. Do I have to think of everything?
Brian plans a surprise for Lillian.
Okay, Debbie.
What's she up to this morning?
She's still on the sugar beet. She might finish it today.
Are you coming in?
No, I've got things to do out here before I get stuck into the office. Will you remind me to order some more feed blocks for the hinds?
Have you been up to the deer yet?
Yes. Very interesting it was, too.
No?
I spotted the new contract sprayer over on the estate.
So?
He's obviously spraying for grass weeds, but he's gone in far too late.
I hope you're not going to interfere.
Oh, no, it's not my problem.
Good.
Except if I was still managing the estate, I'd have made sure it was done on time. I suppose you fancy going up there with me later.
What on earth for?
Just have a little look around.
Oh. To listen to you point scoring, you mean?
Well, it's obvious they don't know what they're doing.
Well, I'll see. I'm not sure of my plans yet.
Taking Phoebe out?
No, Roy's not bringing her today. Oh, Haley said that Pip's ill.
Nothing serious, I hope.
Oh, a tummy bug, apparently. And she had to miss the Halloween disco.
The social life these children lead.
Well, she was terribly disappointed.
No more waiting until you're 16 for your first young farmer's dance.
So I thought I'd pop over to Brookfield, see if Ruth needs any help.
All right.
And we still haven't decided what to do about Scott's telepogram tonight.
Do we have to do anything?
Well, of course. Unless you want Lillian to catch it by accident.
No. She's been on such a high this week, we can't risk a nosedive.
Yes. This facelift seems to have had the desired effect at last.
Convince us another Lillian somewhere aging at a normal speed.
So what shall we do then?
Well, let's all go out for the evening.
Really?
Well, I don't see why not.
Where?
Ring up Grey Gable, see if they've got a table. Or the Mont Blanc.
Oh, Brian.
Look, tell Lillian it's her farewell party. I know, let's push the boat out and invite Tony's tribe.
It's lovely. I'll go and ring Pat straight away. And you can tell Lillian yourself.
Me?
Mm-hmm. It'll mean so much to her coming from you.
Morning.
Talk of the devil.
I didn't expect to see you up this early.
I woke up anxious to tidy up some loose ends. Have you an address for Matt Crawford?
Matt? Oh, yes, somewhere.
It's purely for my Christmas card list.
You were in late last night.
Oh,
Were you worried? How touching.
What were you up to?
Let's just say I was at a little party with friends.
Well, that sounds mysterious.
Excuse me, I've got to make some phone calls.
She's got a spring in her step this morning. Must be Mr. November.
What?
Jenny's calendar. Some coy-looking fellow wearing nothing but a stethoscope.
I tried to avoid looking.
There's nothing to see. Ooh, you know, I think I did get up too early. Feeling a bit hungover.
It certainly doesn't show.
Oh, really?
You look as fresh as a daisy to me.
Well, that's why I paid all that money, for compliments like that.
Well, I mean it.
You know, Jenny told me Pat thinks I look stretched. Rather that than weather-beaten.
I expect she's jealous.
Exactly. All the same, I don't want to overdo it. I think I deserve a snug evening in front of the telly tonight.
Oh, no, you don't.
What?
I can't allow that. We've only got you here till Monday.
Oh, Brian.
How about we all go out for a fabulous meal?
Really?
Call it a farewell party. Give you a chance to show off that new face of yours.
Oh, I could do with some washing powder, too.
What sort?
Anything. The largest they've got.
Okay.
It's very kind of you, Jennifer.
Oh, not at all. I know what it's like having a sick child in the house.
I'm used to relying on Jill at times like this. I'll never take her for granted again.
Oh, I'm sure you never did.
What else did Haley say about the disco?
That there was a whole parade of Harry Potters.
Oh, I hope Daniel wasn't put out.
No, his costume had the most detail.
I'm not surprised. He had Gryffindor embroidered on the back of his cape. Oh, excuse me.
I'll be off.
Hello, Brookfield.
Ruth, it's me.
Jill, hi.
Hello, dear.
Oh, I've got Jennifer here. She's just going.
Oh, say hello from me.
She says hello.
Oh, hello and goodbye, Jill. I'll drop the shopping off this afternoon, Ruth.
Thanks, bye. Sorry, Jill.
It's all right. Is this a good time? We've just eaten supper here.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in the middle of something?
No.
Only I was anxious to hear how Pip is. Shula said she'd been sick.
Oh, she was. But Tim's seen her and she's over the worst now.
Oh, good. Give her a big hug from Granny.
Of course, and don't worry.
And how are you? Is everything all right?
Absolutely fine. I feel great.
Good, you take it easy. Shula said they're hoping to take Daniel to Stoneleigh this weekend for the British Equine event. He's very excited, apparently.
Is he? Oh, I've been a bit cut off from things this week with Pip being ill. I know Shula's fed up the hunt can't go ahead today.
Of course.
Hey, we've loved getting your emails.
Good.
Very impressive.
It's easy when you know how.
You've become a silver surfer.
Finally.
Oh, how are Kenton and Mel?
Very well.
And Muriel?
Oh, she's gorgeous.
How old is she now?
Nearly 6 months.
Oh, I love them at that age.
Me too. I could eat her. And being a dad's really changed Kenton.
Yeah?
He's more grown up.
Oh, I felt me baby fluttering last night for the first time.
Ruth, how wonderful.
And £2.15 change.
Thanks very much.
I've put the yoghurts in the chill cabinet.
Oh, thanks.
It's okay. Are you going to the library at lunchtime?
So frustrating. I've been every day this week.
Oh, don't overdo it, love.
I just keep finding tantalising references to this 18th century South Borsetshire blue, but I don't think any methods from that period can have survived.
Well, the only way to learn is to see one being made with your own eyes.
Easier said than done.
Well, why not try Anne Baxter?
She doesn't make a blue cheese, Mum, I told you.
Yes, but she may know someone who does. Can't do any harm. She's always had a soft spot for you.
Maybe.
Anyway, I've got something that'll take your mind off it.
What?
Brian is taking us all out for dinner.
Oh, where?
Grey Gables. It's all a ruse to get Lillian out of the house so she won't see that dreadful Scott on the telly.
Oh, so I have to.
Oh, come on. Do you good. Family knees up.
I suppose.
You have been rather burying yourself in work this week. And you said yourself, Greg's too busy to see you.
Okay, okay.
Good. I was wondering, love, if...
What?
Well, if the reason you're working so hard is to avoid this problem over the holiday and his children.
Mum.
I hate seeing you unhappy.
I'm not.
Aren't you? You weren't very happy last Friday.
I was just sulking because I couldn't get my own way. Greg felt under pressure.
Well, why not pull back for a while? Give him the space to sort the situation out.
I don't want to pull back. He needs me.
Well, sometimes a bit of distance can help.
I love him. We're a couple. If you love someone, you don't just crawl away at the first hint of trouble.
You look round Coranda first.
What's it like?
Phil and I were expecting a quaint little village in the middle of nowhere, but it's very commercialised.
Oh, what a shame.
I enjoyed the butterfly sanctuary. And the railway itself is amazing. The whole thing was built by hand.
Oh, yeah?
It winds through this dense rainforest. And then you suddenly come across a spectacular waterfall. It's wonderful.
Wow.
The carriages are all sideways on, so you can look over into the ravine. I had my eyes shut for some of it.
I can't wait to see the photos.
Oh, Phil's taken dozens. And the video camera's out all the time. Anyway, I'd better go. This is getting expensive.
Oh, you sound so relaxed.
Oh, I'm having a marvellous time. And it's whizzing by. Only 11 days to go.
I know, Jill. I can't wait.
Go on, then. Top me up.
Well, we don't have champagne every day of the week.
The hair of the dog.
So, Lillian, who were you with last night?
Never you mind.
It wasn't Matt.
Ah.
Because he's got a wife, you know.
Cheers.
Oh, darling, come and have a glass of this.
Oh, yes, please. I've just been having a word with Jack.
Oh, does he want to join us?
No, he's on his way home. And he said Jason's finished the new kitchen in the police house and Chris and George are really excited.
Mm. Total refit?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And they started from scratch and had to strip out the cork tile floor and the pine board ceiling. And Chris says it's starting to look like a real home at last.
Oh, here's Pat and Helen, though.
Oh, hello.
Hi, I'm sorry we're a bit late.
Hello.
Evening, Lillian.
Come and sit down.
Now, you come in here by me, Helen.
All right.
I fancy this armchair.
Are you sure? There's bags of room here on the sofa.
No, I'm fine.
Where are Tom and Tony?
Oh, apologies. They're on their way. Oh,
that's good.
They both needed a bath. Tom smelt of pigs and Dad just smelt.
I'll tell him you said that.
Well, I'm glad they're coming. I need a good bellyache about the new estate contractors.
Why?
God, we were looking at the winter wheat this afternoon, weren't we, Di? What a forlorn sight. Crops all thin and yellow. It was on that patch of heavier ground that obviously needed more careful cultivation.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, Pat asked. Of course, I know the quirks of that field.
Darling, will you go and get some glasses?
Oh, forgive me, of course. Sorry. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. He's getting obsessed with it.
He needs to get out more.
Oh, this is nice. Oh, Jennifer, how are Nigel's birds of prey? I haven't seen you since Sunday.
Oh, well, they're quite breathtaking.
I'd like to see them.
Well, he's got this... Well, an extraordinary way with them.
It's a class thing, darling.
Oh, Lillian.
On both the experience days they've run this week, they've gone very well. The companies want to book again.
Oh, I'm glad their business has picked up. Mm,
not everyone's as lucky.
No. And I want to buy Brian a half-day course for his birthday.
Oh, what a great idea.
It's maybe reread The Goshawk. Have you read it, Helen?
Oh, no. I'm working my way through Jane Austen at the moment.
Here we are.
At last, these poor girls are dying of thirst.
Auntie Jen, do you fancy a jaunt next week?
Right, here you are, Pat.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
That sounds fun. Where?
Helen?
Yes, please. Well, I've finally got the names of a couple of cheesemakers in Shropshire who are willing to show me how to make a blue.
There you are, Helen.
Oh, thanks. Lovely.
How exciting.
Her old tutor put her in touch.
Why Shropshire?
Well, I've tried Borsetshire, but the closer to home, the more suspicious they are.
Mm, competition.
Exactly.
That sounds lovely, Helen. I'd be delighted.
I thought you might be interested. I'll give you a ring.
And promise you'll ring me in Guernsey as well.
Yes.
You know, in spite of myself, I'm getting quite drawn into this cheese-making project of yours.
Now, ladies. I was going to wait for the chaps, but since our glasses are charged, I'd like to propose a toast.
Oh, yes.
To Lillian.
Oh, to Lillian.
To us. Thanks, Brian.
Not at all. Good luck and a safe journey home.
Thank you. Yes, I am looking forward to going home. It's sunnier there for a start. But I am going to miss you all.
Oh, Lillian, we'll miss you too.
And Brian, thank you for your charm offensive this week. It's done wonders for my ego. Dinner's on me.
Oh, no. On me, Lillian. I insist.
Now the chills continue as the Grundys plan a ghostly route.
You're up a bit grander. It's freezing in here.
Oh, well, all right, then. But there ain't nothing wrong with my lean-to. It'll soon warm up with the sun in it like this.
Any rose. Oh, we agree.
No.
I think we should start the tour off at Arkwright Hall.
That's a lousy meeting place.
No, it isn't.
He's right, Dad. Look, if it's the bull, they can have a drink while they're waiting. Uh-huh. At least we'll have them all corralled in one place.
Yeah, you might pick up a few extra punters, eh?
Good thinking. So we start at the bull with the ghost of the little drummer boy.
Tap, tap, tap.
I hope you're not going to do that on the night.
I hope you ain't going to cramp my style on the night. I am the main guide, remember.
Then it's Arkwright Hall and the Dobby.
Dobby?
Oh, shut up. And then on to St. Stephen's.
Back past where they just come from.
And the climax of the walk is Haydon Wood and the tale of Black Lawson and the Wild Hunt.
And our little surprise.
And you want to watch someone don't go over on their ankle up there?
Hey?
It's going to be pitch black, isn't it? Unless you're thinking of doing this ghost walk in broad daylight.
You got a point. We'll use lanterns.
Lanterns, yeah. Very atmospheric. I know where I can get some, too.
Yeah, all the same, you don't want no one to sue you.
Whose tour is this?
I'm just saying.
Ain't you got anything to do this morning, Edward?
No. Fed up. Wish the cider was ready.
Thought you was a beer boy.
Hey, you ain't forgotten I'm having some, have you, Grandad?
It'll be 3 months, yet. Yeah? You should tap the cider when the first cuckoo calls.
Yeah, except we can't ever wait that long.
I don't know. Well, it wouldn't be Christmas without a barrel of cider.
What's this little surprise, then?
Well, it isn't a surprise if he knows.
Come on, I won't tell anyone, honest.
I'll get no peace from him.
What?
We're going to hang a scarecrow from one of the trees.
Well, I look a bit lifeless or stiff.
Imagine me.
Look, if he wants to frighten the heebie-jeebies out of the punters, we've got to dance around a bit in the dark, make the leaves rustle.
Yeah, well, we thought of that.
It's November, there ain't no leaves.
You want a pulley system or something?
All right, all right.
What's he going to wear?
I don't know. Something oldie-worldie.
What's that fat paw gets up to at weekends?
I'd rather not think about it.
Dresses up, fights them old battles, like Doc Lock used to.
The sealed knot.
That's the one. Fat Paul might lend us his costume.
We couldn't make a scarecrow big enough to fill it.
Let's oil one, then. When are you starting on the scarecrow, Dad?
Well, I'm timing Bert's ploughing this morning, so it'll have to be this afternoon. You can help me with that, if you like.
No, sorry, Grandad. I've got other fish to fry, then.
Thought you might.
Nothing dodgy?
No. I'm going down the green, keep an eye on number one.
What for?
I want to get in and see Emma. I've got to dodge her old man first.
Don't get past Neil. He's already left her side since she got out of hospital.
He's got more time on his hands than Susan, I suppose.
Treats her like porcelain.
Hello, Vicar. Nice to see you. Peach ice cream, is it? How did you guess?
Don't usually see you here without you buying a tub of it, do we?
Oh, I know. Betty hasn't got any at the shop and I just can't resist it.
I can't resist any of them.
Can you wrap it up for me? I'm on my way to see Emma Carter.
Oh, Susan said. Neil took her to physio this morning.
Did he?
Yeah, he's been marvellous. But then she's always been Daddy's little girl. Do you want to leave the ice cream? Pick it up on the way back.
Well, will you still be here?
Oh, till our 5.
Oh, thanks. Oh, it's hard to know what to say for the best.
To Emma?
Hope I can help.
I'm sure you will. She's got a lot to get off her chest, that one.
In what way?
It's her dad. He's so angry with Eddie.
Is he?
And Edward, of course.
Oh, dear.
He can't stand him even talking to Emma. He's wearing her down.
I didn't realise. How is Edward?
Relieved he didn't get sent down.
I'm sure.
Still a punishment, though, community service.
Oh, yes, yes.
Though I think it's punishment enough all he's been through, honest I do.
He's only gone across the green to get some paracetamol.
I saw him. That's why he sneaked round the back.
Oh, he won't be long.
It's all right. I can see through the net curtain.
Keep down, you mother.
All right. Aren't you sick of sitting here looking at that bonfire all day?
Yeah.
You know, I've got this really strong urge to put a match to it.
Oh, arson next, is it? Brilliant. I'm not going through another day like Tuesday.
No.
It was awful waiting.
I knew I'd get community service.
You liar. You were a wreck.
Yeah, you're right. It was dire.
What have you got to do?
I haven't heard yet. Oh, I wish they'd hurry up and tell me. Oh, your old man's coming back.
Go on, go.
Always bringing Janet Fisher with him.
Oh, no.
It's your lucky day.
Oh, just shift, will you, Ed?
Yeah, all right.
Now!
I'm going.
Hello, Emma. I'm back.
Hi.
I've got the vicar here.
Well, let me take your coat, Janet.
Thanks, Neil.
There.
Oh, nice and warm in here.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like to follow me through.
Righto.
Ah, here we are. Hi, love. I've got your paracetamol.
Oh, hello, Janet. Hi, Emma. How are you?
She's been to physio this morning, haven't you, love?
Yeah, first session.
Yeah, as an outpatient. They've given us these funny little exercises, wiggling her toes and drawing circles with them.
Dad.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I promised Susan I'd make a start on the tea.
Right.
I'll leave it to it then.
You'll have a good view of the fireworks from here.
I'm hoping to go outside. Pretty good on my crutches.
Oh, fantastic. Is it all right if I sit down?
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking good, you know. Much better than when I saw you in hospital.
Thanks.
How's it feeling?
Not too bad. Bit sore.
I think you're incredibly brave. Look, Emma, we don't have to talk about the accident if you don't want to, OK?
Fine.
You've been through one hell of a lot. And so have your mum and dad.
I...
Oh, there, it's all right.
Everything could go back to how it was. It's all such a mess. I should never have done it.
What?
Gone with Ed. Dad was so late. I didn't know what else to do. I was fed up and I wanted to get home. Well, he goes on and on about Ed, but it was me that got in that car.
And you feel guilty?
Yeah, why should Ed get all the blame? He saved my life. I know he acts hard, but underneath he's just a mess.
You care a lot about him.
Of course. People think lads don't feel things the same as girls. It's just so not right. And he's really sorry about what happened.
Yeah.
It's all my fault. Dad's not talking to Ed's dad.
No,
and he goes mad if Mum even mentions him, and then I feel even worse. And they keep routing. I wish I was back in hospital.
Have you managed to tell him how you're feeling?
Oh, he's like a brick wall. He won't listen.
Emma, what would you say to him if you could?
I can't.
Try. Go on.
I'm so glad to be alive. I just don't need all this.
You know, careful with that straw, your ladder it's tight.
Oh, blimey, Dad. I don't think a scarecrow cares about things like that.
No, even so, it's no good stuffing it in woolly linen.
Tell you what, it's coming together, isn't it?
Oh, not bad.
It'll be better when he's got a costume.
Yeah, what about Fat Paul?
Oh, he said it'll cost us 30 quid to oil one.
That'll be all their profit, Grant.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll get some black serge or something from the market.
Oh, the rubber gloves ain't working for me yet.
I reckon our head was right about the pulley.
Oh, here you are.
You know, that little Anne Bellamy ain't just a pretty face.
Hello, love.
What's all this? Make me go eh, for the bonfire?
No, it's a scarecrow.
For me market stall.
Good idea.
Eh?
Very enterprising. I've never seen one with tights on before.
Well, it's only a prototype.
Turkey fritters for supper.
Again?
I wish the nippy chippy still come out to Ambridge on a Friday.
Hey, talking to Lillian Bellamy, did I tell you I saw that Scot on the telly last night?
No.
He looked quite handsome. Don't think she saw it, though. Pat says they all went to Grey Gables for a slap at Fiend.
Very nice.
Just as well. She was that daft over him.
Yeah.
But Pat says she's a different person since her facelift.
Sure, what a waste of money.
Yeah. Still, nice to have the choice to waste it.
That sounded lovely.
Yeah, they did well. The others have gone down to the vestry for a cup of tea.
Right.
I could turn the lights off here if you want to join them.
Wait a minute, Neil. I wondered if I could have a word about Emma.
Ah, she seemed brighter after your visit.
Good. You must be very proud of her.
Yeah.
But she's carrying a lot of pain, and she's asked me to talk to you.
Why?
She's very unhappy.
Well, of course she is. She nearly died. You don't get over something like that in a hurry.
No, but she can be helped to get over it.
Well, I'm doing everything I can.
Except the one thing she really wants.
What's that?
For you to listen to her.
But...
She says every time you rail against Eddie or Ed, she feels burdened with more guilt.
That's ridiculous.
That's how she feels, and it's holding back her emotional recovery.
I can't just forgive them.
I know it must be very difficult for you. Meanwhile, she's suffering, and so's Ed.
This is all his fault.
The crash, yes, and he's been punished for that. But they've both had a brush with death, and that changes you.
Oh, he'll never change, and neither will Eddie. They're useless. No, worse than useless, they're parasites.
Bitter words.
I am bitter. I am. When I think of all the times he's taken advantage and I just let him walk all over me.
It sounds like this is more about you and him than about Emma and Ed.
Maybe.
He loves his son in the same way you love Emma.
He's going around acting like they're in the right when Emma could have died.
Of course you have the right to feel aggrieved, but holding on to that just keeps you stuck.
I don't know what else to hold on to.
Anger can eat away at you like a poison, Neil.
What do you expect me to do, then?
Well, if you could manage some kind of reconciliation.
Oh.
Even a small step, then Emma's pain and guilt can start to heal.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Well, think about it if you can. Think about Emma.
I'll see. But if things are going to shift, well, Eddie's going to have to make the first move.
The Archers was written by Noel Gadala. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.